billowing from the abyss winks back, blog archive comes. Upwardly strobile. Occasionally, I'm minded to ask myself just how far up life's pulsating wobbler bobbler I'm prepared to shove my photosensitive feelers in search of excitement. On a day like today, I've somehow managed it twice. Don't get me wrong, it's not that I've had any profound eureka moments or even witnessed my next door neighbour's dog stripping. My credit card couldn't reach to that kind of stuff. No, what's got to me this morning are the snacky, biscuity things. Now, I've got no idea what you all dunk in your tea whenever you're feeling flirty with your muse, or even if you dunk at all, but I've developed the hots for penguin cake bars, and I've been stuffing myself silly all morning, to the point where a cliched remark of "if you eat any more of those penguin cake bars, you'll end up looking like one," assuming anyone loved me enough to A, say such a thing jokily, or B, even be around, might actually constitute a workable prophecy. Okay, three times. I've been up life's pulsating wobbler bobbler three times this morning. And on each occasion armed with a whole yummy packet of Bingo. I couldn't help myself. They're fucking delicious. And the sugar rush, man, the sugar rush. Eating penguin cake bars is what licking Elvis in his heyday must have been like, only with more sugar and far smaller bowls of Brill Cream, and maybe Tony Curtis playing a raspberry ripple banjo in the background. What a shame Tony Curtis had to grow old and never star as Obi-Wan Kenobi, or any of the roles miserably acted out by Brad Pitt. I love Tony Curtis, and I'm not ashamed to admit it. Oh, the lights are flashing again. Oh, the lights are flashing again. What a sugar rush!